Okay, we're going to be going a little faster today because I kind of I regret it. It's Perkas Pasuk Tezvav. We talked about these eight-legged creatures that they let down for. That was really awesome. And the gematria of the Rekeach is this Yatsu, Tekufim. We did Yudal already. Tezvav. So at the same time, while this is all happening, while it is rushing around, and there's a lot of confusion because these runners, they don't know what hit them, and you have all these creatures running and spears and things are flying, and they're getting the message out. Of course, they waited 70 days to do that, because number one, the game had a schus, and number two, Klai Yisrael needed a schus. Now there's a bit of malchus here. A bit of Malchus is going to appear on the scene. Mordechai yatzam lefnei Melech. Mordechai went out from in front of the king, the Levush Malchus, in royal garments. Tchelis is a wool. It's the color of the sea. The chur is white linen. A terazav, a golden crown. Gedayla, big one. Tachrich boots, cords of linen. A garment, purple wool. Ba'ir Shushan, sahal v'samecha. And the city of Shushan was Tzahala v'Sameich, the two forms of happiness.
Even the game?
That's interesting. It says the city. I mean, there's a lot here. The Targum has a lot here. The Rekech says that the Achashverosh had an announcement made. To answer Dobie's question, it seems like everybody was universal. Mordechai went out, and it was universal appreciation and praise. Achashverosh had a proclamation. Anyone that is caught, anyone that's found, not giving shalom, that means not going out and greeting and showing the proper respect, and wishing them well, being among the well wishers of the Bnei Yisrael, and Mordechai, it means Mordechai and the Jews are included, that they have to become, these are privileged characters. They've been elevated to the peerage, as they say in England. They've been benighted by the queen. And they are peers of the realm. Anyone caught not giving them the due respect, not giving them shalom, would be put to death.
So Tom Smith is a fake happy?
No, it's all of us, America. It's a...
Where Tzahala was the nation, the city was, and Jews were Samer.
I really don't know. Yeshua shall salve Samecha. Yeshua shall salve Samecha. Let's see. The Targum is Mordechai, what Mordechai wore. I'll do my best. Mordechai went out with royal clothing, tchelis. Brought him a lot of honor. And there were precious stones set in his clothing. Avadim Tavis, Margolius. And then he had like the purple garment, and on the purple garment was woven all the birds of the sky. There's got to be some significant with it. He said it was worth 410 kikar of gold. Very, very precious, expensive. He had like a golden crown that had the city of Yerushalayim engraved on him. I mean, you see significance. You see significance in the things that were on his clothing.
The same thing he wore when Haman prayed into his shoes?
No.
Yes.
I suppose, or?
Both, Mumbus.
Trust me, it goes through all the... They made an announcement. Anyone that doesn't be signed to Mordecai and signed to the Jews is going to die. Yeah, so there were special praises and songs in front of Mordecai. It's a very, very long arichas. And then Mordechai lifted up his eyes to the heavens. He says, Baruch Hashem Shalom Nisanunu Terah Flishneim Flishneim, that he thanked the Kodesh Baruch Hu that he snatched us from their jaws. We were like a wild animal, and they were going to devour us. And Esther says, a pasuk Ezri Mi Hashem Eishu Shemayim V'Oretz. And everyone is all happy. Haman is the downfall. It's Yeshua. Yeah, that's, it's a very long arichas. Yeshushan Tzala V'Sameicha. The Vilna Gaon says on each and every one of these items of clothing that Mordechai wore that they weren't just items of clothing, but they were Tashmisha Kedusha. The Vilna Gaon. The Vush Malchus, Mordechai was wearing royal garments. That's referring to a talus. That's the garment of the talus, not the strings. That's the garment. And the garment is called Levush Malchus because Tchelis is inserted in the garment. And Tchelis is the color of Malchus. It's the color of the Kisei Kavod. So Levush Malchus is the garment of Malchus. The garment that Tchelis goes into. Tchelis is the actual thread of Tchelis that's in the garment. Chur is white wool. So that's the white strings. A terazav gedela, a gedela means, in this context, prestigious. Gedela means it has a chashivas to it, and it's a golden crown. That's tefillin shoresh.
It's black. It's not golden.
Well, gold is precious. Gold is used because it's precious. Gold is esh. It's the color of fire. So it's referring to a precious mitzvah. Tachrich butz is cords of linen, so that refers to the straps of the tefillin. The tzuos, those are like cords.
What is it called again?
Tachrich butz, cords of linen. Don't know. Cords are gamam, purple wool. The Vilna Gaon says it's the tefillin shayad. I don't know why tefillin shayad is purple wool. I don't know. I lay it there. The Gemar Megillah counts five begadim. These are five begadim. These are parallel to the five begadim, the five changes of clothing that Yosef gave to his brother Binyamin upon being reunited with him in Mitzrayim. So Mordechai was in place of Binyamin. When Yosef gave his brother Binyamin five changes of clothing, that was the nevuah, and he was actualizing the nevuah. He gave Binyamin five articles of clothing, and that brought about that Mordechai is also going to have Malchus. He's going to arise to the level of majesty, and he's going to walk through Shushan with five garments. This was all from the Vilna Gaon. Well, the last thing about the five articles of clothing is a Gemara Megillah. Daf Tezayin and Mabez. Ayud Maisa Ayur V'Simcha V'Sasa V'Kar. The Jews had light and simcha, happiness and sasayin. Outpouring, sasayin is when happiness pours out. Vikar is honor. Ayra, Simcha, Sasan, and Yikar. Ayra starts with an aleph. Sasan, Simcha starts with a sin. Sasan starts with a sin, and Yikar starts with a yud. It's aleph, sin, yud. That's the gematria 611, which is the gematria of Tyra. Tyra 611. So the Vilna Gaon says that it's a remez in this pasuk that the Jews are mekabel Tyra. Ayra, Simcha, Sasan, and Yikar. Is the Jews were Makabal Torah, they had a Kabbalah Satara again. The Mephoshim asked on this pasuk, some of them are quite puzzled that the Chazal say, Ayra is Torah, Simcha is Yom Tov, Sasan is Mila, and Yikar is Tefillin. Chazal dash not from this psukim. Ayru is Taira, Simcha is Yomtiv, Sasan is Mila, and Yikar is Tefillin. It says Mashma that there was a decree on them that they couldn't wear Tefillin. And there was a Gzeira on them that they couldn't keep Yomtiv. And that they couldn't do Mila. And we don't find that. The times of the Romans, they did that. They made Gzeiras against these things. Hanukkah, they did it. But Haman, do you ever find a mucker in the Megillah that they weren't allowed to put on Tefillin? Haman wanted to kill them. He didn't want to, you know. It's not open. So some Mepharshim bring a right from this pasuk that he did. And if you remember, we said over at Vilna Gaon, there was Lahashman Laharag La'abed, that he wanted to kill them physically, he wanted to kill them spiritually, and he wanted to destroy their bodies. So killing them spiritually could mean that he made Jairus that they shouldn't do these mitzvahs. Could be. But it's not Mepharsh. It's not widespread. It's not something which you'll find. So my Rebbe, Rebbe Gifter, he had a different approach. Zechur Levracha. There were no decrees against these things. So, you know, to do the mitzvah milah, they were allowed to do it. And they did the mitzvah milah. But what kind of mitzvah milah is that? If a child is born and you give him a bris milah, usually, b'nayik shem olam, a bris milah ushers him into this world. He's destined for a great future. You say, Zah katayin, gadol yiyah, k'shem shenichas l'bris. So the bris is a covenant he's making with the Kaddish Baruch Hu to start his life. This baby's going to die in a few months. What kind of bris? Simchas Yom Tov. Yeah. Simchas Yom Tov. Well, you have your tongue with wine sauce and your Simchas Yom Tov. Simchas Yom Tov. What's the simcha? Taira. Because Hashem Yishar Masam Chalev. There's not going to be any more Lamed Taira. The Taira is going to be battle. There's no Lamed Taira. Then there's no Taira. There's no point in having a Taira if there's no Lamed Taira. Akadosh Baruch Hu created the Taira. Akadosh Baruch Hu created Lamed Taira. There's no more Lamed Taira. So what's the Taira? And Vikar is Tefillin. The pasuk says about Tefillin. V'ra'u kol amei ha'aretz kishem Hashem nikra alacha v'yarim v'mecha. That all the nations of the world will see that the name of God is upon you, because Tefillin is the name of God. The Yarum in Mecca, and they're going to be in awe of you, they're going to be afraid of you. Yeah, it sure looks like the Goyim are afraid of us. They're petrified, you know? They're hiding in their holes, you know, you can just tell. We're wearing Tefillin. So Rabbi said they didn't have any of these things. Haman took them away, but he didn't have to take them away through a decree. He took them away because he took them away. When Mordechai is Yatzim of Ne'amelech, you know, Bavush Malchus, that's what the Vilna Gaon says. He had the Begad of Tefillin, he had the Tchelis, he had the Malchus, he had the Tzitzis, he had the Tefillin Shorosh, he had the Tefillin Shoyad. Mordechai, by doing that, restored covet to Klal Yisrael, he restored the Simcha. And then they had Simchas Atayra, they had Simchas Yom Tov, they had Bris Milah, their babies. And then they saw that the Tefillin was there all along. You'll see the next pasuk. People were scared. You know what they were scared of? Because Klal Yisrael had the Shem Hashem on them. They were scared because Mordechai was sold. So Mashiach, you know the Mashiach? Someone once informed on the Vilna Gaon. I don't remember what this trumped up charge was. Someone once informed on the Vilna Gaon. I don't know. I don't remember what it was. It didn't take much in those days to the Gentile authorities. The Vilna Gaon, he never left his house. He was totally encased in Teres Hashem. He didn't, you know, it was just like preposterous. He was an Amud HaTorah, Amud Esh. And, you know, there was a lot of concern that he should prepare a defense and get a lawyer. It just didn't exist. Nothing existed. Only Torah existed. And there came a time, the court date arrived, he had to go. And he went, with his talis and tefillin, that was his mahalach, you know, that was his custom. He wore talis and tefillin. He goes into court with the talis and tefillin, sits down where he has to sit. And the petition is about to begin. And then his talis is over his head. He pulls his talis back a little bit, the tefillin shoreish are exposed, and everybody runs out of there. They were gripped with a panic, and they just ran. They were so afraid they didn't try him. They couldn't bring a case against him. That's only if you're wearing tefillin. The woman guy wore tefillin. In the time of Purim, Klal Yisrael were wearing tefillin. Pasuk is v'chol medina, medina, v'chol ir, v'ir. Now, when I say you have to wear the tefillin, that means you have to be makasha your mind to the, what's written in the tefillin. What? No, that's not what I mean. If that's what you mean, then you also wear tefillin. I mean to wear the tefillin. V'chol medina, medina, v'chol ir, medina, v'chol ir, v'ir, v'chol ir, 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 Mishta v'yamtav, the Simcha and Sasan, the Mishta and Yamtav, v'rab me'amei ha'oiz v'shyadim, a lot of the surrounding nations, and Mishyahidim, which Pashup Shat means that they became Jewish, k'nafal pachad ha'yehudim alayim, they were scared. They were scared. V'rol kalamei ha'oiz, k'shem v'shem nikra lach, v'yara v'mekah.
How are we able to get these
gay? Yes, so the Vilna Gaon says, it doesn't say they were Yehudim, it says Mishyahidim. Mishyadim is a form of, it's called Binyan Hitpael. Mishyadim means that they put upon themselves a layer of Judaism. They started eating matzah ball soup. Everybody went into the restaurants and they ordered matzah ball soup. Chalant and Kishka and Kugel. They're wearing big new things, you know. They started learning blue fringe. You know, they played blue fringe on the guitars. Kalbach was on top, right on top of the hit list. Mishyadim. They put on appearances of Judaism, but they tried to be Megaya and they weren't Mekabalim. He said for two reasons, because one reason is because you're not Mekabal Gerim, be Meisa Mashiach, you can't be Mekabal Gerim. When Klal Yisrael is on top, you're not Mekabel Gerim. When Klal Yisrael rules, when Klal Yisrael is at the epitome, when they're at the apex, when they're riding on top, you can't be Mekabel Gerim. Someone wants to be Megaya, they can't be a fair weather friend. They have to join Klal Yisrael when we have Tzaris. And the other reason is the pasuk says they're only Megaya because of pachad, because of fear. So there's two reasons not to take them. So you're not Mekabelim. Mishyadim, but they didn't take them. Perek Tes Pasuk Aleph. V'bishnemas achayrish achayrish ha'ad v'shleish ha'asayim bay. And finally, it's Adar, it's the 13th day. Asher yigia dvar melech v'dasai. The word of the king and his law arrived, reached them. Le'yotzes bayayim. On that day, to act on that day, asher sibro ayva yehudim, that which the enemies of the Jews were looking forward to that day, l'shloit behem, that they wanted to rule over us. They wanted to overcome us, v'nahafachu, just the opposite. Asher yishlo to ha'yehudim heim v'sahenim. The Jews turned the tables. HaKadosh Baruch Hu turned the tables on the goyim, and the Jews ruled over them. You see in this pasuk. That the Ayve Yehudim are looking forward to the day, and the Jews are going, and Hashem turned it over, and the Jews are going to rule over their Sinim. So we switch metaphors here. When we were talking about what they thought was what the Gentiles, what the non-Jews had hoped would happen, so refers to them as Ayvim, and when we actually overcome them, it calls them Sinim. So where are we going with this? So Vilna Gaon said the difference between an ayiv and a sine is an ayiv is someone that actively commits the evil. And he'll commit the act. He gets personally involved, and he will he'll put his money where his mouth is, and he will try and smite his enemy a blow. And a sine, he likes watching from the sidelines, and when the guy he hates is down, he says, "Ha ha, I got him," It's like a sports fan, You don't play, but when they win, I won. And when you lose, that's the other team. We kill them, That's a perfect. A sports fan. So you can have, you see, you plug that into the plastic. Right. But the Oivrim, we're going to be planning on doing it. The Sayyim weren't going to do anything. But they were Shailut even in the sun. Even in the ones that were trying to get away and not be involved. That's the rule of game. We talked at great length about the Shar Hanun, if you remember. The 50th gate of Kedusha. That's why Haman made a gallows 50 yams high. Because he wanted to take over the world. He wanted to take over the spiritual aspects of the world as well as the physical ones. And he did that by taking the Tevis Noach, which represented the whole world, because Tevis Noach actually had the entire world inside of it. The whole world was in it. We spoke about that at length. And Klal Yisrael overcame it, which means that, in a certain sense, Klal Yisrael rose to a level they had never been on before. They rose to a spiritual level they had never been on before. And the Vilna Gaon says this is represented by the word Hema, Yishlutu HaYehudim Hema, that they were sovereign over Hema. What's Hema? Hema is Begematria. It's an easy Gematria to make.
50.
The Yishlutu Hema. Yishlutu Hema. Pasuk Beis. Nikol, I don't think there's a single Gematria that you ever enjoyed.
Me?
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Nikol HaYehudim HaRehim. So he gathered together in the cities, Bechol Medina Samelach, Achashverosh, and all the Medinas, the provinces, the Shleach Yad Mevakshei Ra'asam, to send their hand out against those that sought their downfall. B'Ishleyam and B'Ifnehem, and Anish did not stand up in front of them. K'nafal Pachadam Al Kalamim, because the fear of the Jews was cast on all the nations. So it's interesting, you know, Yeah. That's Pasuk. You see in Pasuk Beis. Pasuk Beis and Gimel go together. Pasuk Beis and Gimel go together. Oh, 1 second. Yeah, so the Megillah Stam says in this pasuk that says Lishleach Yad b'mevakshei ra'asam. They wanted to send out their hands against those that sought their ra, that sought to do evil to Klal Yisrael. So Klal Yisrael sending out their hands against those that sought to do evil to Klal Yisrael, but Yishleach Yad b'mevakshei, and nobody stood up in front of them. That's sort of a contradiction. Klal Yisrael is waging war against those that seek evil, but no one's standing up to them. So I guess the push-up shot is that those that wanted to do evil, but then they changed their mind, they got scared. There's something missing here. The Gil Stam says we're talking about two groups of people. Mevakshei Ra'asam is Amalek. That's what they are. Mevakshei Ra'asam is the nation, that's what the nation is. They are Mevakshei Ra'asam. That's all they stand for. Amalek doesn't have any other values. They don't celebrate Thanksgiving. They have nothing. They have only one thing, to kill Jews. So they're Mevakshei Ra'asam. And Klal Yisrael made an announcement. They said, they announced it, they proclaimed this throughout the land, that we have no fight with you, but, you know, all we want Amalek. We're going to go after Amalek. You know, you don't want to get hurt, stay inside on that day. And they announced it, and they sent it out. They said, we have no fight with you, and you just want the Amalekim, because the Amalekim exist to kill us, so they have to die. But you come up against us, we'll kill you. If not, we'll leave you alone. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu had compassion on the nations. He said some tremendous Kiddush. He had compassion on the nations, because Hashem did not want all the nations to die. So he implanted in the heart of all the nations a tremendous sinah for Amalek, even though normally they might have been sympathetic, because they don't like Jews either. The other nations, they love it when Amalek kills Jews. They might not do this, you know, they're hiding behind them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu implanted in the heart of the nations sinah until they were all happy with the downfall of Amalek, which would answer your question of Ir Shushan Salah v'Sameicha, is because everybody was happy with the downfall of Amalek. Klal Yisrael was naturally happy, And the other nations, because of Hashem's compassion on them, so then Hashem made them be happy as well.
I'm wrong. Why is there still
Malacha? No, so there isn't. Malacha was killed out.
You don't have any Malacha?
You might have individuals, but as a nation, they don't exist anymore. There's no more nation that identifies itself as a Malach. There's no Amalekim. There might be people that are biologically descended. There might be people that espouse what a Malach espouses. But as a unit, as a cohesive unit, they've been totally destroyed.
They
don't know who they are. That's the point.
But from Agog came a new nation of Amalek?
Agog was from Amalek. He was a descendant of a person.
After when he had one child, that one child became a whole nation?
Agog, yeah. Yes. And then they said they hated Amalek. Why did they hate Amalek? Because Hashem used this, because they were jealous of Haman. Because Haman was raised him up among everyone, and it arose jealousy, and then Ramesh, you know, that saved them. So that's Ramesh shot in the Pasuk. B'chosei Medinais and all the officers, v'achashdarpanim, v'apachas, these are all the governors and the rulers, I say Malacha. I say Malacha means, we had them before. When Haman wanted to, do you remember what I say Malacha is? They're the ones that they run the mint. They mint the currency. So the officers, the governors, and the rulers, and the coin mint, Ashalamelech, Manasseh, Mezayudim, they're raising the Jews up high, raising them up high, Kinafapach and Mordechai Lehem, because Mordechai's fear is upon them, the Vilna Gaon says in his Pasuk, that the general fear of Jews was upon the common man. That's the previous Pasuk. And on the royalty, there was a special fear of Mordechai. You know, it matched up. Mordechai, who was royal and noble, so then the royalty was afraid of him, and the general populace was afraid of Jews. But why were the coin minters scared? Does anybody know why?
Because they made the coins that Haman sold.
Exactly. He had them specially minted to buy the Jews. A+. Oh. You get an A+, Brian. Kigadol Mordechai bebeis hamelech pasuk dalet. Kigadol Mordechai bebeis hamelech v'shamay haylech v'chalm dinais. He was great in the palace. Okay. V'shamay, his reputation, they heard, that it spread. He's getting greater.
Achashverosh wasn't afraid of Mordechai, right?
What?
He's not one of those.
It doesn't say.
This is in his house. It didn't say him. So Achashverosh really had nothing to be afraid of.
The Pasuk Dalet. That was part of the Nes.
He thought he was gonna in a good place.
Part of the Nes was that he was afraid of Haman and not Mordechai. That was part of the Nes. It could have been the other way around. Haman definitely wanted to. You know, Haman wanted to work it out that Achashverosh should be threatened by Mordechai.
Yeah, well, so the Haman was manipulative.
He was very manipulative, and Achashverosh allowed himself to be manipulated. So Yosef Lakach says that you see that there's a fear, there's an encroaching fear of Klal Yisrael Mordechai, which is spreading. This is a process which is starting out small, and then in stages getting greater and greater. And he says that's on this pasuk, Ki Gadol Mordechai Beis HaMelech, that in the king's palace they treated Mordechai with deference, with honor, but that has nothing to do with the rest of the kingdom. If you're in the palace, said you witness it, you see it, you can be affected by it. It could be that Mordechai will get a portion before you. That when he walks into the room, you'll have to stand up for him. But if you're outside of the palace, it has no effect. But it's a Shema Hele B'chal HaMedinais. But it's spreading. Kiyish Mordechai Helech V'Gadol. That this honor that's being bestowed on him in the palace, it was clear, it was apparent, that it was just the first of many steps. Which means that the rest of the kingdom has to watch out. And this was a nes, so that the people in the periphery, you know, would take great care in harming the hear of a Jewish person, because even though Mordechai is in a distant place and Mordechai's honor is limited to in the palace, but they saw that it's going to spread. So if they harm a Jew, so in 2 days from now, when Achashverosh gives Mordechai power over everything, they're going to regret it. Pasuk Hei Ve'Yaka Yehudim B'Chol Eveim Makas Cherev Sword Hereg. They killed them, v'abdam, they destroyed them, v'yasub b'sanenim k'tzainim, and they did whatever they wanted with the sanim. So the Vilna Gaon says, cherev, means they hit them with a sword. They wounded them. They made them suffer. They made the Amalekim suffer. Hereg, they killed them. After they made them suffer, they killed them. And v'abdam is that they destroyed their bodies. That's what you do to Amalek. Kitzainim, as was their will. The last word in the pasuk. What does that mean? As was their will. Kitzainim means as was the as was the Amalek. Oh, Brian, that's two. Pam shlishit, glida. Kitzainim means as the enemy's will was towards Klai Yisrael. Pasuk vav. Rebishushan Abira, Haga Yehudim, they killed, Vabed, and they destroyed them. Chamei Shmeyos Ish. Chamei Shmeyos Ish is 500 men.
That's how many people were in the nation?
No, that's how many in the lake there were there. Oy. Oy, yeah, yeah,
that's it?
There's a lot here. Not enough time to do all we gotta do here.
We have an hour.
Yeah, the whole afterpace. We finish up this test.
And we have all of vacation.
The test is on the 6th and 7th paragraph, so we don't have to push up the test.
Oh, no, we do anyways.
But you're getting thrown out, so that's why we have to finish it.
I'm not going anywhere. Ish. I'll be here till afterpace.
Finish me us ish. Alright.
You stay?
No. I told her to give me a test.
Yes, so the Targum says. The Targum says that Chamesh Meyos Ish, these are Amalekim. The Targum Shani on this. Yeah. The Targum says these are Amalekim. Targum Shani. Irregular.
Wait, I have to guess it before you say it. I need ice cream.
It's cool stuff.
Where would you be without caffeine?
We'll see. The Targum Shani is basically on the next pasuk. Let's go to the next pasuk. The next pasuk is these two pasukim have to be based by Shandasa, based Dalvin, based Aspasa, based Parasa, based Adai, based Aridasa, based Parmashta, based Arisa, based Arida, based Rezasa, based Rezasa. Aseret Bnei Haman, Ben Amdasa, Tzera Yehudim, the 10 children of Haman, not Tzera Yehudim, the oppressor of the Jews, Araga, they killed by Bezal, Shalka Yadam, they didn't take anything.
Why are they counted separately?
Targum Shani says, I'll tell you. I will answer that question. Targum Shani says,
and even Achashverosh himself counts them separately.
That Haman was hung, he describes this whole process. Haman was hung, he took up 3 amas of space. That's about right. Then there was a space of an amma, and they hung Parshandasa there. Parshandasa took up 3 ammas. Then they had a space of an amma, put Dalfon there. Dalfon took up 3 ammas. A space of an amma, Aspasa. Then after Aspasa came Parasa, Parasa, Adalia, Adalia, Aridasa, Aridasa, Parmashta. After Parmashta was Arise. After Arise was Aride. After Aride was Rizasa. You make a cheshbon that, you know.
Wait, so Haman was still hanging on that thing for 70 days?
They're hanging. They're hanging.
Haman?
And the gallows was 3 amas into the ground. You know, you can't put it, you know, flat on the ground. It's got to go in. So you make a cheshbon, you're going to get 50 amas.
I understand.
And, the bottom son was 3 amas from the ground. So that means that anybody, you know, who was walking by this thing would see by just his feet 3 amas off the ground. So make a cheshbon. The pole was 3 amas in the ground. That's 47. 3 amas to Rezasa's feet. You're down to
44.
And then 3 amas for Rezasa, and then an amma in between. You're gonna get 50 amas.
But there's an amma above the common size.
There's an amma in between each.
There's an amma between on the top of the galley.
I don't know. Why you made the cheshbon? Make the cheshbon.
Well, 4 times 11 is 44.
So Mordechai came and he said, And he saw Haman and his kids just hanging there.
Out on a paper and
Haman. And Haman, Mordecai, Mordecai hanging at the same time Haman was.
Yeah, there was like a lot. It was all.
Why they said them?
All there.
Why are they saying them now?
Well, he was killed about a year beforehand. Haman, 11 months beforehand.
Yeah. Okay, so they hung him up later. Seder. But it was the same place.
Was he still hanging there, his bones?
Yeah, everything was hanging. So Mordecai's talking to Haman.
Yeah, he's pretty rotted out.
Mordecai's talking to Haman. He said, Haman, you thought you're going to do bad to Bnei Yisrael? Don't you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu knows everything that's in your mind? Hashem knows everything that's revealed. Hashem knows everything that's hidden. And he knew exactly what you were thinking. And everything that you were thinking, even things you never expressed, Kadosh Baruch Hu brought upon you. And there's only one way that Kadosh Baruch Hu did this, because there's no such thing as hidden thoughts from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So you wanted to kill us, you wanted to destroy us, and rip us away from a Kadosh Baruch Hu. And now...
Now you're...
I shut you now. We did it. We did it, we did it, we did it, we did it. That's, you know, the Targum. The Vilna Gaon says... that the 10 sons of Haman, Brian asked this question before. The Vilna Gaon says there's 10 names that Avodah Zarah is referred to in Tanakh. Avodah Zarah is sometimes referred to as Elohim. It's sometimes referred to as Acherim. Elohim Acherim. It's referred to as Masecha, Elohim Masecha. It's referred to as Atzavim, Atzavim. Trophim, by Lovin. Seirim. Shadim. Elilim. Atzelim, Tzlamim. Imsalim. 10 names again. Elohim, Acherim, Elohim Masecha, Atzavim. Trophim, Seirim, Shadim, Elilim. Tzlamim, he does not bring Gilulim. It's a good kasha, I don't know why. The Vilna Gaon. You count up the letters in all these names: Elohim, Acherim, Elohim, Asecha, Atzavim, Trafim, Siyam, Shadim, Alim, Tzlafim, Salam. You're going to get 54 letters.
Oh, I thought he did the Gamacha on that one. Did he count?
54 letters. You count up the letters and the names of Haman's 10 sons. All the letters of the names, you're going to get 54 letters. Because the ten of Haman's sons was the totality of all the term of Avodah Zarah. And this is a yesod which we talked about in the very, very, very beginning of Megillas Esther, 54 letters. How many times is Haman mentioned in Megillah?
54
times. How many letters, how many words are there in Al Nisim?
54.
When HaKadosh Baruch sent Moshe to Mitzrayim, he said, as Matei Elohim tikach biyadecha, what's the gematria of the word Matei?
54.
So he breaks Avodah Zarah.
See?
And those 11, the Vilna Gaon said that those 11 curses are connected to Haman and his 10 children. They are the 11 curses. Vilna Gaon points out a parallel between the Haman and his kids were killed with the 50 Amma beam, and that's connected to the 50 Makas on the Yamsuf. Mm-hmm. So the Nitzachin of Mordecai and Haman, the Haman being hung up on the tree, is a parallel to the the Tzachan over the Mitzvim in Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay, there's more in Muslim, but we're going to go onwards.
Maybe I have a kasha.
Yes.
When it says that it was the hand of Hashem by the Yamsuf, was it his right hand or his left hand?
Right hand.
Okay, just wondering. So that was Chesed?
Yeah, that was Chesed. It was right hand is, besides Chesed, right hand means power. Okay. Aseres Bnei Haman. The Gemara Megillah said these 10 sons, Haman had a lot of sons. He had 208 sons. He had Shimshi. So why these 10 sons? Why were they marked for distinction, for special treatment? The Gemara says because they're the ones that stopped the building of the Beis HaMikdash. The Pasuk said that they didn't extend their hands in the plunder. It was Mutter. It says Shalom Levayis. The decree of Achashverosh, it was written, the written decree was that anyone they killed, the belongings belonged to them. And why didn't they take it?
We don't benefit from
it. So Rashi says that they did take it.
They have to destroy all their possessions.
They did take it.
But it says in the Pasuk that they
Rashi didn't. Says they took it and they gave it all to Achashverosh.
Oh.
And there's two benefits, two accrued benefits of this. Number one, is it Shalom Malchus, it contributes to the harmony and the peace of the kingdom. You give the king a tremendous amount of money, you fill up his coffers, send it that does a lot to your standing, you know, in the palace, Shalom Malchus. And also, no one could lay claim to the false, no one can make the false claim that the Bnei Yisrael that the motive behind this entire war was in order to get rich off the spoils. They didn't benefit a penny from it. They gave it all away to charity. I mean, Tachashverosh is private van. So this was, you know, two things. The Sefer Nachal Eshkol says there was an expert of Kapar in this also, because Shaul HaMelech, what was his Avera? That he didn't get rid of everything of Amalek. He didn't destroy everything. They took things. They used it. He took their animals. He was going to use it for Kabbalahs. So as a Kapara, like someone said this, you said this before, you don't touch Amalek stuff. You know, can't have it. Destroy it, you know. Get rid of it. Destroy it. It's a Kapara. They destroy it, you know. So they destroyed it. The Gerebbe says that we resort to a special scar. They had to control themselves, not to take anything. They exhibited self-control. So b'schus to self-control that they didn't take what they shouldn't have taken, what they're not supposed to take. They were allowed to, but they felt it's not right. For all the reasons we mentioned, so Hashem gave us a mitzvah, matanos davyanim, which is the best way to reward someone is to give them a mitzvah. Because we give a few prutas, so you can give some money away, and then you get nitzchis, you get eternity. And that's a matana, you know, giving people that don't have. Because we made ourselves into people that we didn't have, we could have taken, we didn't have, so Hashem gives us a mitzvah that you give people that don't have. That's the Ger Rebbe's word on this pasuk Yiral. So the amount of people, you know, they made a tally of the people that were killed. So there's a commentary from a Rav named Harav Galico.
Would you say 500?
G-A-L-I, no, there was more. There's more besides it. G-A-L-I-C-O. Galico. Galico, it's an earlier commentary. I think it's from Italy. Galico. He said, who brought it? He said, the son of Yisrael took records of all the people who were killed by Jews, and they brought Tachashverosh in order to anger him, so he should stop it.
He's like, haha, good, that's it.
And Alpi Neis, it was a Neis that Tachashverosh didn't get angry, because Alpi Derech HaTava, by all natural means, he should have gotten angry, he didn't.
Well, he told him he could do it.
Doesn't matter. Once you see the numbers, he says, oh my gosh, there goes my kingdom.
So, oh my gosh.
So you went overboard. Now, I gave you license to kill. I didn't give you a license to make a holocaust, a massacre. He told Esther the queen, they killed and they destroyed the body of 500 people. And then the 10 sons of Haman. And then the other countries, they did more. Besides those 500 people. What'd they do, Esther? And they said, what'd they do? Whatever you ask will be given to you. Whatever you request, in addition. This is a miracle. It's Pashit a miracle. It's Pashit a miracle. So the Gemara says, this echoes this. What this is perhaps the source for Galico's commentary. You see from the Pasuk, Achashverosh was angry. You know, this is an expression of anger.
He
said, 500 people? And then they killed Haman, and who knows what you did in the other ones? And then all of a sudden, Esther, whatever you'd like, I'll give to you. So the Gemara says that this was
an Esther spell.
This is a Malach. Hashem said, this is a Gemara. The Gemara says Hashem sent a Malach to force Achashverosh to speak nicely with Esther. You know?
Speak nicely.
Mamish. You know, Mamish, to speak nicely with. The Malbim has a totally different direction here. said that Achashverosh didn't realize how successful Haman's plan was and how much opposition there is to the Jews. So he gave them a limited permission to fight a war, you know, but one day in Shushan, but when he saw how many people were killed, and he realized that the only ones that the Jews killed were the ones that rose up against him, so he realized he has a big problem here. He had no idea how many Sheni Yisrael were in his kingdom, so that's the reason why he gave them another day, because he realized that there's a problem. He wanted to blot out anti-Semitism. Whatever.
It's a good way to do it. Kill everyone.
Especially now that he already started it, he didn't want
to. Yeah, it's a totally different mahalo.
All the Arabs.
Top Nushim Velvet. Top Nushim?
Where's the word top come from?
It's supposed to come in Torah.
They had it somewhere else besides
really
good?
Yes. Nushim and
Nushim Velvet. So many people there already.
Means babies. Real small babies.
It's not like y'all do.
Like infants.
Pasuk Yud Gimel. Vatemer Esther Melamelach Toiv. Yinasam Gam Machal Yud. We want tomorrow. Sheba Shushan. Just for Shushan though. This is very puzzling. Lasos Kedasa Yam. We should continue to act in accordance with the king's decree. Vaisas Seres Ben Adam Yitol Eish. The 10 dead sons of Hamach we hung up on the tree. Why do you need another day? Another day? And then a Shushan, and not the other. Ask for another day for the whole kingdom. And once you ask him, kill some more guy.
No, it could be the only people in this city were left. Or that's that maybe true. They all mounted an attack.
Remember,
on
we said
city.
That Shushan is called Shushan Ambira. That means Achashverosh was trying to create an anti-base Amidrash in Shushan. He was trying to create the Makor HaTumma. He's trying to create the base HaTumma. And he had the Asar Shmini Hadam, and he had the seven advisors and the 10 sons of Haman. So he had the 7 Mazikim and the 10 Tummas, and he built things, and he was wearing the big Kain Gadol, and he had the tapestries, and the Kainul Reis Amigdus, Mamish, 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 Tumma. And what was right by his palace, you remember? The Sanhedrin. That was right by his palace. And the Sanhedrin is a Siba, is a cause for the Shechina to be shown. Mordechai was a Navi. The Sanhedrin was the Deli Adar. That was the, you know, whatever remained from the Beis Hamikdash was in the Sanhedrin. But when Klal Yisrael deserved to die, when Klal Yisrael earned the right to die, so then Mordechai and Esther, then the Ruach HaKodesh stopped and left. Shushan had the greatest potential for Kedusha and also had the greatest potential for Atuma, and this should not be surprising. And Esther saw that even though they killed out the evil, and the Zer was Nisatal, and they killed out the Rishayim, the 10 sons of Haman, and the Tumma, but the Ruach HaKodesh didn't come back. So she understood that Shushan wasn't finished, and they needed another day, and they needed to uproot all the Tumma, and they needed to kill more people, and they needed to hang the 10 sons of Haman. So it's all one theme. So that's why she asked for another day. That's why it's connected to hanging up the sons. And that's why only in Shushan, all for that reason, because that way it could complete the Akira, the uprooting of Tumma, and that would bring the Hashra'a Sakadusha, and then the step after this was the building of the Beis HaMikdash.
That's good. See, I knew it.
Who really says that?
That was the Gilas Stone.